Protesters continue to flood the streets of Barcelona following the conviction of 9 Catalan separatist leaders for their failed independence bid in 2017, which sparked Spain's worst political crisis in decades. The Spanish Supreme Court sentenced the leaders to jail terms of 9 to 13 years for sedition and misuse of public funds. The Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has welcomed the verdict.
Today's decision confirms the defeat of a movement that failed to gain internal support and international recognition. Following the Supreme Court decision, we need to turn the page and open a new chapter based on peaceful coexistence in Catalonia through dialogue within the boundaries of the law and the Spanish Constitution.
Meanwhile, a European arrest warrant's been issued for former Catalan President Carlos Puigdemont, who is in exile in Belgium. Carlos Flores is a constitutional expert and political analyst at the University of Valencia, and he joins me now. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Were you surprised by this verdict?
Not really. The process has been a very long one. The proceedings have lasted for months, and there were lots of possibilities. Finally, the court has decided on one of the most likable ones. Basically, the discussion during the process was on whether the separatist movement had used violence or not, being violence a key element in defining the crime of rebellion, whether the absence of violence would lead us to the sedition charges, which is a lesser charge. So finally, the Supreme Court has decided on the lesser severe crime of the two possible options.
But from my reading, they could have also decided on disobedience, which is lesser again, that the defence counsel put to the court, that they had a choice between rebellion, sedition or disobedience, and which I presume would have resulted in considerably lesser sentences.
Have in mind that what we were trying was the attempt by a number of Catalan authorities to secede from Spain. And this is to break the national unity and to substitute the constitutional order by a different political and legal system in Catalonia. So I am already amazed by the fact that the Supreme Court has decided that it was just a sedition and not a rebellion. Our criminal code is still a 19th or a 20th century criminal code regarding this crime. I mean, it was written in the times in which coup d'etats were given by bombing parliaments or by entering on horseback in a parliamentary meeting, and not prepared to face what happened in Catalonia. It was the attempt by the Catalan institutions themselves to secede from the country in an illegal but peaceful manner. They did not resort to violence, basically, because they did not have the need to resort to violence. They already control the state administrative apparatus in Catalonia and the police forces.
Right. So the heart of the case was that the Catalan government in 2017 pushed to hold an independence referendum, even after it was ordered not to by Spain's highest court, and they declared their independence anyway on October the 27th. So in your view, it was clear cut, was it, that the secession drive violated the Spanish constitution?
Of course it is. I mean, the constitution declares the indissoluble unity of the Spanish nation, and moreover, it declares that sovereignty belongs to the nation. So the fact that a part of the nation, through its legal representatives, certainly, which are the Catalan authorities, decides to break the constitutional order without having in mind or without taking into consideration the opinion of the rest of the Spanish nation, clearly violates the constitution. It violates the constitution in its goals. It violates the constitution in its manners, and it was declared so by the Constitutional Court, which repeatedly advised the Catalan authorities that they were going beyond what the constitution and the laws allowed them. So the claim that it is an unfair resolution is absolutely a lacking of any ground. I mean, they were clearly knowledgeable that they were breaking the law and breaking the constitution. And moreover, they even boasted of doing so repeatedly in public.
Now, Puigdemont, the man who was at the head of this, escaped basically to Belgium. The Supreme Court in Spain has now issued a European arrest warrant to bring him back. Can he be extradited?
I hope so. I mean, he was not requested to be extradited because the Spanish Supreme Court, I mean, the Spanish judicial authorities feared that Belgium might apply the presumption of innocence on Puigdemont and may not concede the extradition. But at this point, all the rest of the people who were implicated in this process have already been tried and have already been condemned to serious penalties. So there is no doubt in my mind that those who were in the same position but escaped the action of justice should be handed over to Spain, and more particularly that former President Puigdemont should be handed. It makes no sense that Vice President Junqueras has been sentenced to 13 years in prison and that his president is free in Belgium. It does not make any sense.
Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Thank you.
Carlos Flores is a constitutional expert and political analyst at the University of Valencia, and it'll be interesting to see how this plays out when Spain goes back to the polls next month, I think it is.